You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now for our story. In the sunny breakfast room of Ben Calvert's home this morning, Jessie Calvert was sipping her second cup of coffee. She had the paper folded neatly beside her so that the caption, "Sensational Culmination Calvert Meade Custody Suit," was prominently displayed. Jessie looked remarkably cheerful as her eyes dwelt on this item. It meant that, at last, Ben must realize the truth concerning his daughter, Kit. Kit, who had taken another woman's child, had lied to Ben, telling him the baby boy was his own grandson. Yes, as she scanned the newspaper account of the trial this morning, Jessie was in the best of spirits. Now she looks up smiling as...
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Did you sleep well last night?
No.
Too bad, Ben. I'm sorry. Shall I have Lucy bring you some bacon and eggs?
I'm not hungry.
Well, do drink your orange juice at least. Coffee's delicious this morning. Thank heaven I finally managed to train Lucy to make it strong enough.
I've never noticed anything wrong with Lucy's coffee.
Ben, it was like dishwater. Now you just taste this and see if it isn't an improvement. Here you are. Cream, Ben?
No, thanks. I'll take it black this morning. Jessie, is there any mail?
Why, no, not yet anyway. Postman hasn't come.
He may have by now. Now, I'll go take a look.
Oh, but Ben, wait, I did just look. The bag no doubt comes. Lucy will bring it in. You know, she always does.
She may have forgotten.
Oh, Ben. Why can't you relax? Be sensible. Ever since yesterday, you jump like an eager lover every time the phone rings or someone comes to the door. I know what's the matter with you. You're expecting a wire from Kit or a phone call.
Well, what if I am?
Frankly, Ben, you surprise me. Why you should worry about that girl after the way she's treated you?
I'm not worried. I'm curious, that's all.
Curious? Why would you be? What difference does it make where Kit is, what she's up to?
I'd just like to know, that's all. What possible justification could she have for what she's done?
Oh, Kit doubtless could think of lots of justification. She's a master at twisting things to her own advantage, Ben. You should know that by now. But I should think you'd also know how false her rationalizations can be.
I can't believe it. Even yet. How could she?
You surprise me. I never thought you were so naive, so gullible. Obviously, Kit took that baby from Lisa Fenner, went through all that rigmarole, just to protect her own selfish interests. She didn't care if she ruined her father's life into the bargain. And then she clears out, leaving you holding the bag. Saves her own skin.
Kit's not a coward, Jessie. Whatever else you can say against her.
But then why didn't she stay and face the music?
Well, after all, when she saw that Fenner woman there in the courtroom, she must have known Willoughby would take some action against her.
Exactly. So rather than take her medicine, she skipped out. Oh, Ben, why don't you wake up? Kit's taken you for the most fantastic ride. And here you are like a wounded bear lumbering around looking for someone else to blame.
What do you mean by that, looking for... That's nonsense.
No, it isn't. I know you too well, Ben Calvert. It's that famous Calvert pride all over again. You hate to admit your daughter to be in the wrong.
Well, as far as that goes, according to this Fenner girl story, Kit had lost her own baby. She wanted a child desperately.
There you go. You see, you can't stand admitting your own daughter could do anything so utterly despicable. Ben, that girl never has cared for you, believe me.
If only she'd told me, confided in me.
She didn't dare take the chance. If you had known that child wasn't your own grandson, you'd hardly have settled all that money on it.
to let me go on. Making a fool out of myself. Bragging about my grandchild. Making me ridiculous before the whole town. Oh, it makes my blood boil, Jesse.
I don't blame you, Ben. Nobody could blame you. She's made you suffer deliberately. She didn't care. She was getting what she wanted.
And all the time, she must have been laughing up her sleeve at what a fine fool she was making of me. Kit knew the town was just waiting for a chance like this.
Of course she did. And nobody can deny you've given Kit the best of everything. Especially from a material standpoint. Aren't your insurance policies made out to her?
It's not the money, Dresser. I don't begrudge my daughter any money I spend on her. The hurt to my pride and to my feelings. The fact that she'd put me in this position so that people can think that I'd have a hand in palming off this child as my own grandson.
Well, Ben, I doubt if anyone really believes you're connected with that part of it.
What else can they think?
Don't forget, a lot of people in this town have had dealings with that precious daughter of yours at one time or another. They probably know.
No, I don't believe it. How could they? Besides, they'd be only too glad to accuse me of doing a thing like that.
Then why don't you place the blame where it belongs? Squarely on Kit's own shoulders.
But how can I? My hands are tied. All I can do is sit back like an idiot and let them think whatever they want.
But there mustn't be necessary.
What else can I do?
Well, then there's no reason why you should take the rap for Kit's action. Tell him the whole story.
I have a hand-painted picture of that. Me running all over town, proclaiming the fact that I'm an innocent victim. That my daughter made a sucker of me.
You know, Ben, it's just possible I might be able to help from that angle. A word here and there, he'd believe me, all right.
Yeah, I doubt it. It's no secret, Jesse, that you and Kit never hit it off. I doubt it. They'd believe you, knowing how you resented her.
No, I admit I've resented Kit, Ben. And now I should think you'd see why. I knew. I've known ever since Kit came back from California that she didn't care a snap for you. Heaven knows it was plain enough in her action. Naturally, I resented it.
That's right. You tried to warn me, Jesse. And I wouldn't listen. I thought I was so wise.
You can't be blamed for it. It would be difficult for a father to believe his daughter could be so ruthless, so lacking in natural affection.
I'm beginning to see, Jesse. Perhaps I have been wrong. Perhaps I haven't realized where the loyalty in this family actually was.
That's what I've been trying to tell you all along.
Yes. Yes, I've been foolish. You tried to warn me.
I'm sorry you had to learn the truth the hard way, Ben. Truly I am. I'm your wife, and your best interests are mine. They always have been.
I believe you, Jesse. You only wanted to help me. To spare me disillusion and disappointment.
I'm so glad you understand that, Ben. And I do hope you'll remember it from now on.
Yes, Jesse, you're very anxious to entrench yourself, to ensure a position in your husband's good graces. Kit is out of the picture now. There is no heir to the Calvert fortune. You keep thinking of Ben's will. The money he had tied up in the baby boy he believed to be his grandson. But you won't rest easy until Kit's name has been removed from those precious documents which represent lifetime security and your own name substituted. That's why you're working so carefully to remind Ben of his daughter's disloyalty.
To keep his anger against her,
smoldering.